Jim Thelen is Cooley Law School's Associate Dean for Legal Affairs and General Counsel. The last time we talked with Jim, it was about Cooley Law School's filing a suit to protect students, alumni, and its reputation. And now Cooley Law School is being sued. Let's go out and talk with Jim. Jim, how are you this morning?
I'm good, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Well, according to a story I saw online, there are four graduates who are suing Cooley Law School. Tell us what you know.
Well, it's true. The graduates filed a lawsuit in the federal court for the Western District of Michigan against Cooley, alleging, as best we can tell as we read through the complaint, that they were duped into coming to Cooley because we publish reports and statistics about the percentage of our graduates who find employment within 9 months of graduation. They claim those numbers were trumped up, but we absolutely stand by our reporting and think that the claims they're making are just simply without merit.
Yesterday, I talked with David Aziska, an attorney for the New York law firm Cruzan Strauss, which is representing the plaintiffs. He declined to come on the radio, but he told me that this just isn't about Cooley, that they are suing other law schools who do the same. Because apparently these folks were trying to find students at law schools who were promised something, graduated, didn't get a job. So this, according to this gentleman, goes way beyond Cooley. This is something that they're trying to do against any law school who, like Cooley, who they allege is saying, hey, come to Cooley Law School and you'll get a job, almost guaranteed.
Well, you know, we take issue with that for several reasons. First of all, nobody at Cooley, certainly, and nobody at any law school that I know of, recruits students by saying, hey, we'll promise you a job if you come here. No law school does that. But I think back to the first point you said Mr. Aziska made, they do seem to have a beef with the reporting requirements that all law schools have to satisfy. All law schools around the country that are approved by the ABA, the American Bar Association, are required to report this employment statistic. And it seems that the Curzon Strauss law firm doesn't like the reporting requirement or the way the numbers are reported to the ABA. And if that's the case, their remedy isn't filing lawsuits against individual law schools, but to petition the ABA to change the reporting standards.
Are they like ambulance chasers, but instead they're looking for disgruntled law students who can't find jobs?
Well, I don't know what characterization is appropriate, but we certainly feel that they have been searching around trying to find people unhappy. And when the reality is, lawyers and law students aren't alone in the recession. It is harder to find a job today than it was 3 years ago before the recession hit, certainly longer in Michigan. But the fact remains for lawyers, a law profession is one of the best to choose, even in the recession. 2010 statistics from the Bureau of Labor Statistics show lawyers have an unemployment rate of just 1.5%. Compare that to the national average of 9.6, and I think anybody would assume if you're looking for a profession that's safe from unemployment, law is still a good pick.
All right. What is the number of graduates from Cooley Law School that find full-time employment?
The number is broken down between full-time and part-time, so I don't have that statistic available to me. The overall percentage of our graduates who reported to us that they were employed within 9 months of graduation is 76%. It's the number that we've published, and it's the number that Curzon Strauss takes issue with, but it's accurate based on the surveys that we obtained from our graduates.
All right. Well, according to a quote from Mr. Aziska, he said that the real unemployment number, that is the number of graduates who had obtained full-time employment requiring a law degree, would shock people. So he believes that the number that you give is skewed because the part-timers are put in there.
Well, part-time, full-time, I think the bigger issue is that the Curzon Strauss firm seems to have this belief that people should only go to law school if they want to get a job working for a law firm full-time as a practicing lawyer. When the reality is people seek a law degree for lots of reasons, not necessarily to practice law as a lawyer, sometimes to better their chances for promotion in the business world, sometimes to go into the government, sometimes because they like the critical thinking skills you get when you obtain a law degree.
Now the ABA is in the process of reconsidering its reporting requirements. It hasn't required law schools to distinguish between graduates who work full-time or part-time. And I guess from the law firm Curzon, from their perspective, it's that you are taking advantage of that.
Well, I don't think we're taking advantage of it. We, like all law schools approved by the ABA, have followed the standard they had set for years. If the ABA decides the standard should be changed, and I agree, there can be a legitimate public discussion on that question, then the schools will do their best to comply with whatever new standard is out there. But to try to guess what any one individual is coming to law school for, and worse, for them to assert that they were promised jobs and that's the only reason they came to law school is just disingenuous.
You know, it seems like Curzon Strauss really has a beef with Cooley Law School.
Well, let's be honest. I think they're quite unhappy that we decided to sue their firm for defamation last month. We feel we've got valid claims in that case, and we will continue them. One lawyer from the firm was quoted in the media earlier this week, essentially admitting that they looked at us harder and in the course of their investigation here after we filed the defamation claim. It's almost as if they feel that our standing up for our reputation and calling out defamatory statements somehow makes us guilty, and we just disagree with that.
Jim, you're being sued. Cooley's being sued for $250 million. What happens if they win?
Well, let's be frank, Tony. They put that number in there for shock value and because their law complaint is more of a press release than it is a legal complaint that has any merit. We assess this and do not see any basis for that kind of liability. Essentially, what they're asking is that anybody who got a law degree from Cooley should get their money back. It's just not a recognized legal damage for the kind of claim they're making.
All right, from your perspective, where are we with the two cases, with the suit just filed against Cooley and with Cooley's lawsuit filed against Curzon?
Well, unfortunately, the justice system and the court system don't operate as fast as today's media cycles. We're only now expecting the initial answers from the lawsuits we filed last month. Our own answer to the lawsuit filed against us this week, it won't be due until October. So we'll make our best judgments of the defenses to make, and we think they'll be good ones.
And Jim, I got about 10 seconds left. Do you think this will affect folks who are trying to choose a law school and maybe considering Cooley?
I don't think so. I think they'll see that law is a good profession. It's got low unemployment rates nationally, and it's still a good choice.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Tony.